Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to be sharing with you more about the Word of God, and especially about the Word of God, which is your spiritual food. We've seen the fact that the Word is living, it's active, it's powerful. This Word is going to bring forth victory. This Word is God. Jesus was the Word made flesh. And praise the Lord, He comes to dwell in you as the Word is written in your heart and in your mind. We know that God creates all things through His Word. You were born again by the Word of God. That's the incorruptible seed that was planted in you when you heard the gospel. And when you acted upon it, that Word brought forth the new birth in you. Now we're getting our mind renewed to the truth. God is taking His Word. He's writing it in our heart. He's writing in our mind. We're a living epistle ministered by the Holy Spirit, writing the Word in our heart. And we've seen the fact that we need to put God's Word first place in our life. We need to delight in the law of the Lord. We need to keep His Word in our mouth, keep His Word in our mind. We're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. We need to pay attention to His Word. We need to guard our heart. We can learn to trust in the Word of God. You know, there's no failure in God's Word. God's Word will come to pass. Every promise will come to pass. In fact, God has exalted His Word above His name. His Word will stand forever. It will never pass away. The Bible even says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. This Word is His covenant. And this Word is the more sure word of prophecy that will always come to pass. We need to receive the Word as the Word of God, not as the Word of men. It is the Word of God that was written by men who were moved by the Holy Ghost. It is inspired of God. And the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. This is why you've got to get in the Word. The Word is the truth. And if you accept God's Word as the rule and authority of your life, don't follow the traditions of men or else you'll make the Word of God of none effect. If you'll take that Word and allow it to become manifest in you as you hear it, do it, walk in it, I'll tell you, God will do great things in your life. Now this Word is like spiritual food unto you. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says this, He answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We know we just don't live by natural bread. We live by that spiritual bread. Jesus is that bread from heaven, that bread of life, and He is the Word. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. As you receive God's Word, it's that heavenly manna which is coming into you to feed your spirit man. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, he talks about the fact that he said that he made them to know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. He talked about how he'd been fed with that manna, and here that's pointing to in the New Testament today, the manna which is the Word of God, which is to be implanted in your heart and in your mind. The Bible goes on. In Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, it says, Thy words were found, and I did eat them. When you eat something, you take it in. So, thy words were found because they got in the Word of God. They began to seek the Lord. And if you'll seek the Lord, you'll find the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. And I did eat them. He took them in. He allowed this Word to come in and dwell in him. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. You know, I've seen a lot of people that run around, they have a lot of depression, they have sorrow, or they're not having the joy of the Lord. You can tell that they have not been in the Word of God, because the Word is unto you the joy and rejoicing of your heart. As you spend time in God's Word, it is going to produce that inner joy and rejoicing of your heart. But if you don't spend time in the Word, it's kind of like you're just spiritually famished. Just think if you didn't go a day or so without eating physical food. What would happen? That physical food, a lack of it, would cause you to feel weak in your physical body. Now, we need to have the spiritual food of the Word of God. If you don't have the spiritual food of God's Word in you, how in the world are you going to be strong? Instead, you're going to have that spiritual weakness. Now, we need to have God's Word in us. The Word is life to those that find them, and it's health to all of their flesh. Now, John chapter 6, verse 32, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." What's the true bread? It is Jesus. Jesus is the true bread from heaven. As you receive His Word, it is life unto you. This bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven, and He giveth life unto the world. This is important for you to get the Word in you. It's what's going to be the source of producing life in you. Praise the Lord. Of course, the disciples said, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." What did Jesus say? Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Do you want to be satisfied? Do you want to be fulfilled? Get the Word in you. Hear the Word. Do the Word. Spend time in the Word of God. Job 23, verse 12, he says this, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Do you esteem the words of his mouth more than even your necessary food? Do you spend as much time in the Word of God as you would eating physical food? You know, we eat three meals a day. Most people do. And they're sure that on a regular basis to feed their physical body. Well, how much more should you feed that inner man, the spiritual manna, the Word of God? And just as he says, "I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." That's the attitude we need to get. We need to get God's Word in us. Remember the story about Mary and Martha? Mary and Martha were sisters. And Mary was the one who sat at Jesus' feet. And what did she do? She heard his word. This is what you need to do. You've got to sit at the feet of Jesus as you get into the Word of God and hear his word. In fact, the Lord said to Martha, "One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." What was the good part? She got in the word. She heard the word. She sat at the Master's feet. And she received the Word of God, which is the instructions and righteousness on how to live and walk in victory in our life. John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." You need to be continuing in God's word. That means the word continue is a Greek word meno, which means to abide, to dwell in. If the word's to be abiding in us, it's to be dwelling in us, it's to be continuing in our life. If you continue, dwell, and abide in the Word of God, then are you my disciples indeed. You know, if we ask most of you, are you a disciple of Jesus? If you're born again, you'd probably say, "Well, sure, I'm a disciple of Jesus." But the truth is, the Bible says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Otherwise, you're not a disciple just because you profess that Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord of your life. It's, you know, talk is cheap. Anybody can say what they want to say. But it's shown in whether you take the Word of God and do it, and it's what you're walking in your life. This is what makes a true disciple with the Lord. If you continue in my Word, then are you my disciples. The prerequisite for you being a disciple is you continuing in the Word. And a disciple is a disciplined one. A disciplined one is one who hears and does God's word. This is one who's been trained up in the ways of the Lord because he takes the word and he does it. And this is so important. As you receive the word of God, this is the spiritual food. This word that's dwelling in you, that's the joy and rejoicing of your heart, that's that bread from heaven. It needs to be written in your heart, and then you need to continue in it. You need to be a doer of God's word. If you're not a doer of God's word, then the enemy is going to come and take it out of your heart. If you continue in the Word, then are you his true disciples. And then verse 32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." This is so important because so many people think, "Well, I know the truth because I've studied the Word of God." No, that doesn't mean you know the truth. It says, if you continue in my Word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What precedes knowing the truth? It's you continuing the word and being a disciple, a disciplined one. You see, knowing the truth is knowing the reality of God's word because you have heard it and done it. Not just having some facts that you know or just some knowledge, head knowledge or such. But you need to know God's word in reality because you've worked it in your life. You've continued in it. You're a doer of it. And boy, when you know that truth, the truth, which is the word, shall make you free. Why? Because you're acting upon it. You're doing what the word says. You're speaking the word. You're praying the word. And as you do God's word, it produces the freedom and the liberty in your life. And I'll tell you, when you're doing God's word, God's watching over to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12 says, "The Lord said unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it," or "I will watch over my word to perform it." God watches over his word to perform it in those who continue in it. It's so important. You've got to be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. You know, in Luke chapter 6, verse 47, he says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I'll show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." Who's the one that was founded upon a rock? The one who heard it and did it continuously. In verse 49 it says, "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently." The same stream, same storms of life come against us. "And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Why? This guy heard the word. A lot of you hear the word, but it says he heard it, but he did not do it. Heareth and doeth not. And this is in a continuous tense, showing the continuousness of hearing and doing God's word. You need to be a hearer and a doer of the word. As you get that word in you, the spiritual manna of God, and as you continue it, become a disciplined one, it will make you free. You must, though, be a consistent hearer and doer of the word of God. That's your sure foundation. And as you do it, you'll overcome the storms of life. Even the storms of life will not even be able to shake you because you'll be founded on the true rock. And you will be walking in victory. But if you don't, then the great fall, the great ruin will happen because we're not hearers and doers. Be a hearer and a doer of God's word. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you